We want to turn now to another local issue that is changing this afternoon, and that's the nor'easter that's headed our way. Earlier today, Governor Baker warned Massachusetts residents about the storm. It's expected to start tonight.
Coastal flooding warnings for this storm are forecasted to be more severe than the storm that hit the Commonwealth on January 4th, meaning we're expecting to see flooding to the same level or higher in prone areas along a majority of our coastline.
And with us now to talk about the latest forecast is WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein. He's joining us via Skype. Hi there, Dave.
Hello.
So when will this storm start?
Well, it's going to start late tonight after midnight, so no problems with the evening commute. It's actually gorgeous out, temperatures in the 50s to near 60. Hard to believe we have such a big storm on the way. But when we get up tomorrow morning, it will be raining. It will be raining hard. It will be windy, and those winds will be gusting as high as 50 miles an hour pretty quickly during the middle part of the morning into the early afternoon, even stronger along the coast.
Mm. Now, Governor Baker warned of flooding worse than January 4th. First off, just give us a little memory here, even though we may think we're heading into spring, of what happened January 4th, and what does that mean? What can we expect?
Right. So January 4th, Boston recorded its highest tide since the blizzard of 78. Now, if you're wondering why we didn't have the damage of the blizzard of 78, number one, the tide only lasted for one tide cycle. The blizzard of 78 lasted for three. And also, there wasn't as much wave action back in the early January storm as we're going to have this storm, and we had back in the blizzard of 78. I also think this storm will be similar to 1991. That was the no-name storm, or the perfect storm, depending on the Halloween storm, depending on what you want to remember it as. So we've got three high tide cycles, two in which we may have a high tide which reaches 15 feet in Boston. And that doesn't mean a lot to most people, but to put it in perspective, we've only done it twice, back in January and the blizzard of 78, and we may do it two times in a row here during the day tomorrow and tomorrow evening. So this is pretty significant in terms of coastal flooding.
So what areas will be hardest hit? Can you tell
It's going to be the entire coastline. That coastal flood warning is up for the entire coastline of Massachusetts, all the way down from the tip of Cape Ann down through the islands. So all the areas which are vulnerable during a nor'easter are going to see flooding. Now, that doesn't mean that everybody sees the same extent of flooding. Downtown Boston could see it worse than, say, other areas which face the south. So the northern tip of Cape Cod, for example, gets it pretty hard in these situations, as does Cape Ann, especially the northern side on towards Rockport. Scituate gets it pretty bad. Parts of Nantucket get it pretty bad. So it will be different everywhere, but everywhere is susceptible to at least some flooding.
And strong winds as well?
Yeah, very strong winds along the coastline. We're going to see a lot of beach erosion. And this is going to change the coastline once again, one of these storms in which, when this is over, there'll be parts of the coastline which are forever changed. And I do expect some structural damage to some of the more vulnerable buildings and docks that are along the coastline. It's not going to be completely as widespread again as the blizzard of 78. Let's not overstate it. But those areas which are hit hard are going to be hit very hard.
When will it end?
So it winds down early Saturday. In terms of rain and wind, it will start to diminish. But the winds all day Saturday will gust over 40 miles an hour. I also want to mention the snow, because we're going to see 1 to 3 inches of snow as this changes over Friday night. And in the Worcester Hills, there could be up to a foot of snow, heavy, wet, bringing down trees and power lines. So even if you're not affected by the coastal situation, you're probably affected by the wind and the heavy snow. So everybody's into this for something of all the variables we're going to experience.
Okay. WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein, thanks so much for being with us.
You're welcome.
Stay with us. There's more ahead. I'm Deborah Becker. This is Radio Boston.